AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump's court appearances are no longer a distraction from his presidential campaign. The AP's Julie Walker reports they are now central to it.
The Republican presidential frontrunner is in New York for the opening of a civil fraud trial accusing him of grossly inflating the value of his businesses. Donald Trump is not scheduled to testify yet, so doesn't have to be here, but he's seizing the opportunity.
This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election.
Trump's appearances here drew far more media attention than any campaign rally would have and gave the former president a fresh opportunity to rile up his base and to fundraise. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is taking up a case that could make it harder to sue hotels when their websites aren't clear enough about their accommodations for people with disabilities. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to three Americans for work on quantum dots. Heiner Linke is with the Nobel Committee.
This opened then for the possibility of applications. And today we see commercial applications, for example, in TV screens where quantum dots are used to produce the RGB colors that make up every pixel.
Quantum dots are particles just a few atoms in diameter. San Francisco will say goodbye today to Senator Dianne Feinstein. Her body lies in state at City Hall. On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer paid tribute to Feinstein.
Many of us here try our best to pursue the common good, but Dianne was on another level. When she thought something was right, when she had a cause she believed in, she pursued it until the end. Until her cause endured.
Dianne Feinstein died last week. She was 90. Pope Francis is challenging leaders at UN talks to slow global warming before it's too late. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding steady in mixed trading on Wall Street following reports that suggested the U.S. economy may be cooling. The S&P 500 was virtually unchanged in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The benchmark index is coming off a 1.4% tumble that sent it down to its lowest level in 4 months. The Dow fell 81 points. That's about 0.2%. That comes a day after the Dow wiped out its gains for the year. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% higher. Stocks have been struggling since the summer, under the weight of soaring treasury yields in the bond market. Those high yields have touched their highest levels in more than a decade. High yields on bonds undercut stock prices by pulling money away from stocks and into the bond market. They also make it more expensive for companies to borrow money. The yield on the 10-year treasury note slipped to 4.76%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Picketing has started at Kaiser Permanente hospitals as some 75,000 healthcare workers go on strike. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.